other day while on my way to some today forgotten destination. I was in for an unforeseen surprise. I thought I couldn't trust my eyes. Got out of the car, moved a little far, stepped away from the busy Lisbon road. Found myself in a worldly picture book, so still I couldn't help but look. Far from a maddened crowd, like under a magnifying glass, there lay a tiny world of its own, that pompous, neither dominant nor loud. An army of ants was laboring hard, carried burdens with their featherweight. Did I mind at all the troublesome toil, marched all in a line so straight. And some yards away from the swirling lot, dressed up in her Sunday finest best, were two little cricket's glossy legs, making music most welcome to the guests. Far from the maddened crowd, like under a magnifying glass, there lay a tiny world of its own, the pompous neither dominant nor loud. Weeds stood scattered here and there, mocking the finest human order, sprinkling the twinkling blossom dress, exceeding any narrow-minded border. A lark into the purer rose, like in praise of its creator, made me aware of my earthliness, me the goblin peeping perpetrator. Far from the maddened crowd, like under a magnifying glass, there lay a tiny world of its own, that pomp is neither dominant nor loud. Once when he felt down in the dumps, he went to that place of former pleasure. A few days and weeks and months had passed to revive and make the image last. At last the scene had changed, was devoid of overbrimming life. Immersed in a band of rain or grey, the day they like a slaughtered flea. Instead of cricket at lark or weed, he was struck by a weeping willow. Its drooping branches grabbed his heart, gave his soul a fatal start. Well, the outside world does not exist without our interfering selves. We are two shapeless ghosts, father, mother, and creative ghost. Far from the maddened crowd, like under a magnifying glass, the land of tiny world of our own. So pompous, really dominant and loud.